You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
The Rise Alliance is a development project. They have on tap a large new residential and commercial development that they want to construct on East Broadway near Main Street. It's being touted as an ecologically and community-friendly project, but critics say the reality is quite different, and local residents have voiced strong opposition to the project. Joining me in the studio now are Stephen Boas and Sandeep Chauhal from RAMP. RAMP stands for Residents Association of Mount Pleasant, and they're part of the opposition to this development. Stephen Boas has professional experience in architecture. He's been following Vancouver planning issues over the last few years, and Sandeep is an area resident whose concern about the rezoning has caused her to become more involved in civic issues. Welcome to Red Eye, Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with where we're at before the development. What kind, Stephen, of a area is the proposed along Broadway, the corridor with Main Street?
Well, technically it's called a C3A zoning area, but really it's an area with a lot of commercial at the bottom floors and with residential at the top. It's a good mix of lively shops, and a lot of people are coming and going there.
And how high are the buildings right now, or
well,
by and large?
The tallest building really on the corner of Main and Broadway is the iconic Lee Building, and that's 81 feet, and that's about the tallest building in that area.
So if this proposal went ahead, how would that change the area, Sandy?
Well, I think there are a lot of concerns with this project because it's not really offering much back to the community. It's basically a for-profit development, and it has 241 market condo units, 90,000 square feet of retail space, but it doesn't have any immediate public benefits, and it doesn't have any affordability. So I think that it would really change the face of Mount Pleasant.
Visually, how would it change it? Or, I mean, we're talking big buildings and...
Yeah, I mean, it has one tower at Watson and 10th, which would be about 215 feet. And then there's another one along Broadway, which is about 118 feet. And a lot of people that I've spoken to in the past year have voiced concern about the look and the feel of the building in the area because it just doesn't fit with the existing buildings, heritage and modern.
Yeah, it's actually very different from the scale because you can actually build 30 feet there as an outright height, and this is much, much bigger in terms of height and density than anything else in that area, and there would be a very, very big shady impact on Broadway and the surroundings.
Like when you walk in the center core of Vancouver, you can't see the sun or feel the sun.
Yeah, basically the canyon effect.
Yeah.
Well, what about affordability? Would it bring some changes to the neighborhood?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what you have to remember is that 241 market condo units on that site would increase BC assessments, tax rate around the site. And also, if you have a precedent for a single tall high-rise and a glass tower, then a lot of other people would want to speculate in that area, and that just drives up prices.
And drives out residents.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about other effects? Let's take one, traffic.
Well, traffic would be a nightmare. The city hasn't done a traffic impact study. So, I mean, this is a major city block. We have Broadway, we have Kingsway, 10th, and Watson. And Watson is quite a narrow street. And 10th, as everyone knows, is a huge pedestrian and biking thoroughfare. So the loading bays for the retail stores would be, the entrance would be on Watson. So you'd have to go down 10th, turn onto Watson to get to the loading bays. So you'd have semi-trucks going down 10th, as well as the entrance and exit for the residents and the shoppers, three floors of underground parking coming out of Watson as well. So, you know, having all of that traffic just moving around in that one direction, how is that going to affect the pedestrians and the bikers?
So it's these box stores which have the need for the huge trucks bringing in supplies and taking out supplies and so on.
Yeah.
That's going to really congest the traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a cyclist, and I use 10th all the time, and it's a very, very well-used cyclist route. And I'm really concerned with all of these cars coming and going. It's a safety issue as well.
You also have a grievance with city staff, I understand, that you feel there's been some deception misleading the residents about. Explain to me that. What have they been saying, and why is it misleading?
Okay, I'll start off here and turn it over to Sandy. But I think this is actually a case study of a failed public consultation process, because there was a workshop back in March of last year, and over 90% of the residents said they didn't feel that the height and density was reasonable. And there were a couple of tweaks on the design, but it's a very, very large scale, very high density design, and the residents are just not being listened to.
Yeah, and at the January 17th open house, the current proposal was still the 215-foot tower, the 118-foot tower, the increased density because the artist space has been dropped. They had promised a 9,200-square-foot artist production space, and a year later, it's been removed from the project, as well as the rental units. They were market, but they've been dropped as well from 62 to 20 to 15 to zero. And instead, the developer is proposing to give the city a $6.25 million cash contribution, and that won't be put on site. It'll come back to the community, hopefully, at some point in the future, but residents are concerned because they don't know if it's going to come back to the community, they don't know when it's going to come back to the community, and they don't know in what form. And it'll be off-site. It'll be either some kind of civic facility or a cultural amenity.
You said there's been some hearings of where residents have voiced their opinion. How would you characterize the response?
I mean, I've talked to hundreds of people, really, over the past year, and I would say almost the vast majority has been against this proposal. And at the open houses and the community workshops, I'd say there's upwards of about 200, 250 participants that have come out and spoken. And some key concerns that were raised that the city posted on their website was the compatibility with the Mount Pleasant community plan, density in building heights, traffic impacts, lack of affordability for existing residential and commercial tenants, and public benefits offered through the rezoning. So those are still major concerns the community has that haven't been adequately addressed.
Do you see any light between the city staff and the city council?
I think council, they're in a very tough position because they're depending on the advice of their planners and, you know, of our highly paid professionals working for the city. And if there's a very large divide between what the community is saying and the community analysis, then they've got a difficult choice to make then.
Well, there's a hearing coming up for rezoning.
Yes.
Tell us when that is and what you're planning for
okay.
that.
Okay, so the hearing is Monday, February 27th at 7:30 p.m. at City Hall. And you can sign up to speak at publichearing@vancouver.ca. So right now we have well over 100 speakers who have signed up to speak, either for or against. And you can sign up to speak throughout the hearing as well. And we'll be there in full force. And we just encourage anybody who has something to say about this project to please sign up to speak and come and speak at the public hearing, because it's our last chance and it's really important to come.
And will the decision be made at that council meeting? I mean, at the end of the voices being heard.
Yeah. So they'll either accept the application in its current form or they'll reject it.
Okay, well, I'll give information again more on that time and place of that hearing. So thank you very much for coming in, Sandeep.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that we have more information on rampvancouver.com, and that's in one, rampvancouver.com.
Okay, I've been speaking with Stephen Boas and Sandeep Johal, and they're from RAMP, and their email is rampvancouver.com. And Sandeep was mentioning a public rezoning hearing. It starts on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. That's 2 days from now, February 27th. And They want to get as many people as possible on the speakers list so that council will be fully informed about the concerns they have about this project. Every speaker is given 5 minutes, and you can get on the list by contacting the city clerk's office at 604-873-7276. There's also a public hearing line at 604-829-4238. And you can, third option is you can send an email to publichearing@vancouver.ca. The project's at the corner of Kingsway and Broadway.